This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you very much. Then, as Sébastien Bachelet is speaking, rapporteur of this work stream to ICANN and Boutsafit subgroup, thank you very much for joining today. It's our 13 meetings, and our list of participants will be taken from the Adobe Connect participant. Hopefully someone can have the full list. Not me, as I have trouble with Adobe this morning. Then if someone raises hand, I will need some help for that. I would like to be sure that there is nobody participating just on the phone. Okay, not hearing anyone. We will imagine that the participants are all listed in the Adobe Connect. Thank you. Then,
this is Bernie. Is your chat okay? I'm just trying to.
Yeah, the chat seems to be okay. I have the last one is Cheryl Writing House and started to open the AC room at 3 a.m. to the hour. And it's
okay, great. So I'll if your participants are still not good, I'll post any raised hands in the chat and you can monitor that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Sorry for that. Now the agenda for today, we have done the roll call. I will go very quickly to the participation, and I don't have an update dashboard, but you all received it by ICANN staff with the full package of the workstream too, sorry. And the main part of our discussion will be the last draft report that we would like to send to the plenary if this subgroup agree today on that, and discuss about the next meetings and any other business if there are. And just to go quickly to the participation, I have updated how many meetings each of us and of the participant and observer and staff have, and the board have already get through up to now. As usual, you can see that we are a very small group of, I would say, real participants. But welcome to all today. And let's go to the document and switch what we have in the Adobe screen. And as I really don't want to be a monologue, but I will just give a short introduction, and maybe Bernard, if you can help me with what's next we need to do. And this document, it's really you received it just after the last call. Thank you, Bernard, because it was very quickly done. We have made the changes we discussed during the discussion, and I guess that's the only we have one comment left, and that's maybe something we need to discuss today. I don't suggest that we go through again everything, but if you think that we need to do it, then I can differ to your suggestion. But Bernard, you may be a good help for me now on what are the main changes and maybe what we need to do for next I would say half an hour or 40 minutes.
Would you like me to run through some of the changes that we looked at last time?
Yes, I guess it will be good that we not go to all the recommendations, but just the changes we made. Yes, please.
All right. The first one I had from the decisions of the last meeting was edit recommendation 4 to allow for extension beyond 120 days for very exceptional circumstances. So everyone will remember that by the time we finish recommendation 4, there was this request. Trying to write this up, we tried to...
Sorry, Bernie. This is Asha.
Yes.
Sorry, Bernie, can you speak closer to the microphone because you sound very far away. Can you help me out with that, please?
I'll see if I can increase mic. I'm actually wearing a headset, so I'm not sure I can get closer to my... Better.
Yeah, Cheryl's also having difficulty hearing you from what I read in the chat. Seb is
okay.
Much clearer.
All right, I have my microphone at 100% now. Is that any better, Asha?
Oh, now it's saturated. Can you turn it down?
Sure. How's that?
Yeah, that's better. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Sorry about that. So as I was saying, in writing it, I had to include a bit more text than simply tossing in the possibility of being able to go beyond 120 days. The text is in red in front of you. And I'll read that part. Should the responding party not be able to meet the 120 days limit due to exceptional circumstances, that party can apply to the ILO to seek an additional extension prior to the expiration of the original 90-day delay. So basically, if anyone thinks they're not going to be able to implement within 120 days, they should go back to the ombudsman office to ask for an additional extension. The application should be in writing, stating the nature of the exception and the expected time required to respond. The IO will respond to such requests within a week. So basically, it's just not an open-ended that you just say, oh, sorry, you can't meet it, and we're just not going to have to justify this to anyone. So we felt that having to put in a request and asking for the permission and advising at the same time, the IOO seemed to make sense. So I guess that's the change that's on the floor to meet that requirement. Are there any comments or questions? Not seeing any, I'll take it that that would seem to meet the requirement that was brought up at the last meeting. The next change was edit recommendation 5 with respect to timeliness. So basically, after re-listening to it, we thought it was just best to simply remove the timeliness constraint, and that's what we proposed. Again, be happy to take questions or comments. All right. Moving on. Edit recommendation 7 with respect to gender diversity. When I started playing with this one, of course, some of my contacts over on the diversity side had a few comments for us to consider also. And so what seemed to be the best thing after re-looking at the original intent of what we were trying to do was to, we felt was best to try and explain what we were doing. So we've left it as it is from the original recommendation and added the following text, as you can see on your screen. So we've bracketed after the recommendation 7. The primary objective of this recommendation is to ensure that the community has choices as to whom in the IOO they can bring their complaints to and feel more comfortable doing so. So that's how we've tried to package this thing so that it explains what we're trying to get to with this recommendation 7. Are there any comments or questions on that in our attempt to meet the requirement? Again, not seeing any. That's it. And then, of course, there's the ICANN Ombuds panel where we had a few comments. We're not seeing those on the screen, but if we move the cursor a little bit right, there was Farzana's email about the independence of, well, let's go to the right here. We'll seek confirmation from ICANN Legal that the IOO must be under the board. So the officially framed question has been sent to ICANN Legal. There is a board retreat, I believe. I've spoken to ICANN Legal. They understand it's not a big request to make, but in the past, you know, it's been very clear that any body in ICANN which can influence the way things operate in ICANN is the ultimate responsibility of the board. So I would expect that the answer we would get back from ICANN Legal would be along those lines for those reasons. So that's that one. That's pending from Legal. So right now, I don't think we're going to do anything with that, and I will pursue it again this week. The next one is from Farzaneh's email. In the comments, you'll remember in what I sent for the text, I basically copied Farzaneh's suggestions regarding the Ombuds employment contract to strengthen independence. After Sebastian and I discussed that and the fact that you know, we were unsure how to proceed with that one, and I guess that's probably part of the topic for discussion this evening. The final point before we get to that one was, of course, the panel. There was also a discussion of maybe we wanted an ethics committee. I think after looking at the clarifications from our external consultant regarding an ethics committee, didn't really match up for what we were trying to do with the advisory panel. So we basically left it as is and just awaiting the confirmation from ICANN Legal regarding the ultimate responsibility. So I believe that the point that is up for consideration this evening is recommendation number 9 regarding how to strengthen the independence of the Ombuds Office. So that's it. Did that meet your expectations?
Yes. Yes, thank you very much, Bernard. It's a little bit sad for our group that the proponent of those changes are not on the call today, but so be it. We have to do with that. And I would like to ask any of the participants if they have some comments, they want to make some changes or suggestions about the current document, and the intention is to send this document without the comments to the plenary, except if some of you are strongly disagree with that. Yes, Cheryl, you make the comments by writing, and I guess we take them into account. If we didn't do it, add or tell us what is missing. And if you just to confirm your point of view, then yes, it was and it is taken into account. Any other comments, questions, suggestions? Because I don't want to take you just to hear me and Bernard today too much time, and if there's nothing added, then I will suggest to go. I wait for Chris who is typing something, and then if no other comments, I will suggest okay, Chris, you want to reply to the comments. It's maybe a good time to do it, even if she's not here. She will listen to the recording, and it's maybe if you wish, you can do by writing or you can do now. It's really up to you, Chris. We can hear you if you wish.
Okay, I haven't used this for a wee while, but I think I'm online. There's a couple of aspects.
Can you please speak up, Chris? Sorry, Chris, can you please speak up, please?
Thank you, yes, I'll just move closer to my microphone.
Much better, thank you.
The first aspect is this issue of certainty of contract, and perhaps it's a certain personal level I address this on, because I was put on virtually year-by-year contracts, as was my predecessor, and it's pretty unsatisfactory when you have to devote your time to a job like this without having some certainty of tenure. Now, there's been considerable debate about these issues within ombudsman circles, and Herb would no doubt also be aware of this, because it's considered that there should be a fixed term of appointment to protect the independence of the office, and different organisations have rights of renewal, but it's not uncommon for there to be one term and one term only. So whatever the community wants in terms of renewal, but that's not untypical. But the point she makes, in addition to that, is the one about not mixing with the board or the community. And that's, I think, with respect to her, because she's not present, just not workable. I found it incredibly useful to circulate among the board and the community. And one of the things Herb and I did, I think fairly successfully, was to operate a two-person system where one of us would stay in the office and the other would work the floors. And we got a lot of work by doing that, because people knew who we were. They developed confidence in us and as individuals. And it would be silly to be out there some remote figure. I don't think that works. It's a small enough community so that unless you have some personal knowledge of what the ombuds is like, it's unlikely that you'll have quite the same faith in going to the office as if you've actually met them in person. And one of the other things she specifies is talking about this issue of the lack of power. It's fundamental to the nature of an ombuds office that we don't have any power. All we can ever do is recommend, and that's the nature of an ombuds office. You won't find it's unusual to have an ombuds office with power to tell people to do things. And that's one of the successful features of the office, because we work by mediating shuttle diplomacy and recommendations. And it doesn't go any further than that. It's this informality and the ability to recommend that makes it, in many ways, powerful, but without any actual power. So that's what I just wanted to say. Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much, Chris. I see that Cheryl agree with that, with the Green Tick, and do we have any other comments? If not, I suggest that we stop the discussion here. Really, thanks, Chris, for your inputs. I guess it's a useful first-hand experience, but it's also useful to have that we have had this discussion. And may I suggest that we go back to the PowerPoint? And my suggestion is that we send within the next 2 days, as it's, I will come back to that. If I am not...
Sebastian, yes? Cheryl here. I don't know whether you can hear me.
Yes, we can hear you, Cheryl. Go ahead if you wish. Please, I am sorry, I didn't see your hand raised. Go ahead, please. Now I can't hear you anymore. I can't, sorry. Cheryl, it was good for a few seconds and then... Yeah, now you are better. Go ahead, please, Cheryl.
Are you able to hear me now?
Yes. Yes, Cheryl, go ahead. Sebastian speaking. If you can hear me, we can hear you, or it's going up and down. Maybe it's why you have trouble, and we are sorry for that. I guess you wanted to suggest something about the document, and we can hear some background noise. I guess it's your dogs, and maybe if you speak, we can hear you.
Okay, I'll try.
Yeah, but it's going up and down, yes, definitely. Cheryl, I don't know.
Seem to be lagging badly, that's all.
Okay, sorry for that, but it's very difficult to listen, to be able to hear you. Okay, if by chance you can type something, I will read it, and I hope it's not too big contradiction with what I will suggest, or I was suggesting, but okay, the idea will be, as we are finalizing the discussion of this first draft, it's to send it to the plenary, and the plenary will meet on the 27th of September, and the deadline to send the document is in 2 day times, and I guess we have the time to finalize with Bernard the document and to send it to the plenary. It will allow some first reading at the 27th of September discussion, and taking into account we will in taking into account the feedback from this first reading, we will have meetings after that, and we have two slots to give a second reading, and it will be really open the comments and our work, and also what the co-chair will decide. But we can do it either on the phone on the meeting of the 18th of October, or if not during the face-to-face meeting in Hyderabad. Taking into account all that, I suggest that we don't need the 25th of September meeting, and we cancel it, and we will reconvene as a group to take into account if there are any feedback and need to work given by the first reading of the plenary. Therefore, for the moment, we have three meetings planned, if needed, the 2nd, the 9th, and the 16th of October, depending on the, what will come out from the first reading of the plenary. If that agree with you, I suggest that we go. I say Hyderabad, that's a big mistake. It's why I was thinking about Abu Dhabi, of course. No, Asha, the meeting of the 25th is cancelled or is not organized, will not be convened, and the next meeting, if we need it, will be the 2nd of October. And I hope that it will be feasible for all of you, even if it's a bad time for our friends from Asia Pacific. Okay, I just wanted to go back to this slide about the revised timeline. We will just have one public comment, and it will be started after the second reading, and if we agree with that, then we are fitting with the schedule and good to do that, and I think it's okay. And what else? I guess there are no other comments. Just any other business if you have. And if not, I would like very much to thank you for participating to this meeting today. We will see what will be the feedback from the plenary, and we will come back to you with those feedback, and talk to you soon all. And after 30 minutes of the meeting, I would like to adjourn the meeting, and thanks again. Bye-bye, all.